This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we dig further in Genesis, the book of beginnings, with Melchizedek. Abram's faith justifies. How shall I know? Affliction, then reward. And helping God's promises come true? Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
O Lord, open my lips.
My mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Oh, Lord, there's a book.
reading from Luke chapter 11. While Jesus was speaking, a Pharisee asked him to dine with him. So he went in and reclined at table. The Pharisee was astonished to see that he did not first wash before dinner. And the Lord said to him, "Now you Pharisees cleanse the outside of the cup and of the dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You fools, did not he who made the outside make the inside also? But give as alms those things that are within, and behold, everything is clean for you. But woe to you, Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and every herb, and neglect justice and the love of God. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others. Woe to you, Pharisees, for you love the best seats in the synagogues and greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you, for you are like unmarked graves, and people walk over them without knowing it." This is the word of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This past Sunday, we heard how the scribes liked long robes, greetings in the marketplace, the best seats in the synagogue, and the seats of honor at banquets. But they didn't outdo their equally legalistic colleagues, the Pharisees, to whom Jesus speaks the words of woe today. The Pharisees would lengthen the tassels on their robes to be seen by people in the marketplace, to show that they were extremely holy and pious. They likewise vied for the best pews in the synagogue. I wonder if they liked the last row like many Lutherans. But there's another thing that these Pharisees liked to do. They made a great show of their tithing. Mint and rue and every herb, Jesus says. But there's nothing like a public ceremonial washing of the hands before your dining guests to clean off any accidental rubbing off from a sinner in the marketplace to demonstrate how holy and righteous you really are. Well, nothing except maybe a good looking down the Pharisaical nose at those who did not follow the tradition, especially if that someone was a popular rabbi like Jesus. After all, what's on the outside is what gets noticed, what's really important. If you're going to make an impression, wow and amaze people, not like Jesus, who almost got thrown off the cliff in his hometown Nazareth, but the right way, so that people hold you in great honor and esteem, you've got to make a good show. We judge from the outside, and surely God must be like us. He must also look at the facade, judge righteousness by the outward keeping of the law, and even give extra rewards to those who go above and beyond their tithing, and give 11% by tithing from their garden herbs in addition to the tenth that God required from their grain. God are nothing if, like the Pharisees, we neglect justice and the love of God, Jesus says. And the Pharisees should have known this. God had already spoken about this Pharisaical problem through his prophet Micah. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams and with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? And this is not some plea for a sort of social justice, an equalizing of all human conditions so that everyone everywhere gets exactly the same everything, or no one gets it. Rather, it is a plea, as Jesus says, to give as alms those things that are within. It is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself, as we were reminded in chapel last Wednesday. It is the outward show of mercy that flows from a heart that knows the mercy of God in Christ Jesus. The Pharisees didn't get this, and too often we don't either. Since God has made both the outside and the inside, if he's going to look at one, he's surely going to look at the other. Jesus says the Pharisees are like zombie corpses dressed up in their Sunday best, clean on the outside, but full of greed and wickedness on the inside, like unmarked graves that people walk over without knowing it, like whitewashed tombs, outwardly beautiful, but full of dead people's bones and all uncleanness. What is needed is a washing that cleanses both the outside and the inside. What is needed, what we all need always, is a baptism, such that what is applied to us from the outside, the water and the word, works on the inside by the Holy Spirit to create and sustain in us a true love of God and a true love of the neighbor that desires to show justice. And having received such a washing of regeneration, we are to do justice to our neighbors, to all of them, even when they persecute us, even when that persecution is precisely for a true faith in God and love for God. But most especially are we to speak of God's justice in Christ, who continually cleanses us from all greed and wickedness, since he was utterly free from all greed and wickedness, both inside and out. And in this way, in Christ, we are thoroughly washed and ready to dine, not just our hands, but our bodies, souls, and spirits, truly prepared to dine with Christ at his table, as we shall on the morrow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
In the day of my trouble, I call upon you.
For you answer me.
Hide your face from my sins.
And blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence.
And take not
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with a willing spirit.
Because your steadfast love is better than life.
My lips will praise you.
For you have been my help.
And in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Unite my heart to fear your name.
I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart.
And I will glorify your name forever.
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you.
May those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great.
Save your people and bless your heritage.
Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer.
Listen to my plea for grace.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, you have given exceedingly great and precious promises to those who trust in you. Grant us so firmly to believe in your Son, Jesus, that our faith may never be found wanting. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts, and by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
I thank you,
my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this time from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.